Welcome to Key Point Review, Unit 7, Title Records. We're going to try to get through all 21 slides today in under 10 minutes. Let's get started. Constructive notice is assumed when due diligence, such as a search of public records and inspection of the property, would reveal its existence. Due diligence is an investigation, audit, or review performed to confirm facts or details of a matter under consideration. Actual notice means that an individual has direct knowledge of documents in the public records and facts revealed by an inspection of the property. Direct knowledge is gained from observing something happening, seeing both cause and effect. Indirect knowledge is seeing the effect of something. You're only seeing the effect. To serve as constructive notice and provide priority over subsequent documents, a written document that affects an estate, right, title, or interest in land must, number one, be drafted and executed, signed according to state law, recording acts, and two, must be recorded in the public records that are maintained by the designated official, such as the recorder of deeds, county clerk, or city clerk in the county or city in which the property is located. Priority is the order of position or time. The priority of liens is generally determined by the chronological order in which the lien documents are recorded. Tax liens, however, have priority even over previously recorded liens. Public records are typically searched by title companies that provide title insurance to prospective purchasers based on what the search reveals. The chain of title is a record of property ownership, but it does not include liens and other encumbrances. A gap in the chain of title or other dispute of ownership creates a cloud on the title, which is resolved by a suit to quiet title. An abstract of title is prepared by an abstractor or an attorney, and it is a summary report of what the title search reveals. The abstract of title includes all recorded liens and encumbrances and lists records searched, but does not indicate forgeries and interests that are unrecorded or could be discovered by property inspection. Marketable title is one that a reasonably well-informed and prudent purchaser would accept because it does not have serious defects and does not rely on doubtful questions of law or fact to prove its validity. Marketable title does not expose the purchaser to litigation or threaten the purchaser's quiet enjoyment of the property. Quiet enjoyment is the right of a property owner or tenant to enjoy their property without interference. Title insurance is issued on an owner's policy or buyer's policy or mortgagee's lender or the lender's policy in the amount of the loan. Title insurance protects the insured from losses arising from defects in title and hidden defects, but it also identifies exclusions from coverage that typically include readily apparent title defects, zoning, and others. Exclusions from coverage, a provision of an insurance policy or bond, and it is referring to hazards, perils, circumstances, or property not covered by the policy. The Torrens system provides a certificate of title issued by the county clerk that requires no further search to validate in Massachusetts that's registered land. Keep up your hard work. We did this in under 5 minutes this time. We are unstoppable. Do the best you can until you know better. Then, when you know better, do better. Maya Angelou, poet and civil rights activist. See you in class soon. Have a great study session.